And as we promised, we're going to be going now to Jesse Kendall. In case you didn't, you're not going in order here. This is Maureen Nevin, your host for Asbury Radio, the radio voice of Asbury Park. And this is the night before elections, the 2018 midterm elections. And we have Jesse Kendall, and as far as the council, we have Jesse Kendall, councilman, who is being opposed by Felicia Simmons. And Felicia Simmons her interview is also up there on Asbury Radio, if you're hearing this. And now we're going to interview Jesse. So let's find out what he likes to do. Okay.
All right. I think it's... Yes, we're recording. Okay. So this is Asbury Radio, and Maureen Nevin is the host. And we're interviewing Jesse Kendall, who has been... How long has your term been now? Is it 2 years,
this
4 years?
4 years, yes.
4 years. It's been 4 years already. Okay,
yes.
As councilman. And are you a lifelong Asbury Park resident?
Yes, I am.
I thought you told me that once. And, okay, I'm going to be going to a couple of questions for you. How about... Did people call you Coach? Did you tell me that?
Coach K, yes.
Coach who? Coach K?
Yes.
For the first letter of your last name? Okay, that's
yes.
Cool. And you live in that nice White House with the red trim, right? It's real.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I can tell that's your pride and joy, right? It's perfect.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Always.
Well,
it's always perfect, no matter what time
of year. It's my fraternity colors.
Oh, it's your fraternity.
My school colors, my college colors. So,
where did you go to college?
University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Nebraska? How'd you end up out there?
Well, I was offered other scholarships, and a couple of my friends was going, so I said, hey, why not join them? Plus, they gave me an opportunity to play basketball and football. I was on my way to Northwestern, but I they wouldn't allow me to play just one sport. I love basketball and football. So
yeah, and Nebraska allowed you to play both.
Yes, I also finished up at I left school early. I finished up at Seton Hall, and then I was able to start teaching and coaching.
So you finished up after Nebraska, then you went to Seton Hall?
I was asked to come to a few combines. I left school early because of I was offered. I really thought I was going to be in the pros.
Uh-huh.
I was at St. Louis, and then I got switched to New York, the Giants, and then I went to Long Island Chiefs, where I was getting called up as a player for the Giants and broke my foot that night.
So many athletes have these stories, you know. It's like, if it wasn't for that, you know. But this happens,
yes.
Right?
I have no regrets because I enjoy what I did, and I was able to bounce back. And what I learned is how to be disciplined and humble with your kid. And, you know, I got a chance to work with a lot of kids. I worked in Freehold Intermediate School. I worked at Creole Township. I worked at Red Bank. As coaches, Monmouth Regional. So, you know, I got to meet a lot of kids around Monmouth County and meet their parents and learn a lot about how to go about working with people.
Wow. So did you also...
I worked at Marlboro as a counselor.
Oh, really? As a counselor? What kind of counseling?
Well, at Marlboro, it was a lot of talk, mostly mental, you know.
Yeah.
With problems and everything.
Wow.
And I was just thinking about that today. You know, I'm saying, you know, after this is over, I have confidence that I'm going to be there another 4 years.
Yeah.
What I like to start is a program for men. Mm-hmm. Men that's been incarcerated, men, young men with problems, being able to talk to them and have them air their views. And see that's a need in Asbury Park.
Wow, to kind of vent some of their frustrations, a place where they can get some guidance about their emotions and stuff.
Someone that they could turn to other than their peers.
Wow.
Not to say that their peers are bad for them, because but a lot of these kids, I when I say kids, I say because they're much older than them. I said, you know, some say like 25 to 50, okay?
Really?
And,
so yeah, would you work with, really, up to 50? Would you work with that age group?
If they'd be willing to come in, because that's a lot of experience over those many years.
Sure. And obviously, you know, anybody in their 50s right now is having a tough time because of the job market the way it is. They're always looking to get rid of you at 50.
Also,
it's very hard to get hired.
A lot of them is away from their children. A lot of them is divorced. And, you know,
yes.
You really need, you're never too old for mentoring or counseling or learning something new.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
It's good to see the young. And it'd be good to see younger guys in their early 20s that, you know, feel like the world had left out or forgot about them.
Yep.
So I go in the barbershops. I talk to these guys. I'm boosting this up now. I'm really out every day talking to the guys in the barbershop. And that's where you pick them up at. And a lot of people just know me from coaching in Asbury so many years.
That sounds like a great idea.
That confidence going. Because one of the things I did when I was a coach, I always tell the kids that, hey, look, I'll always be there for you.
Uh-huh.
I'll always be there for you. And when I'm home working in my garden in the summer, you'd be amazed. People would say, well, all these people coming by your house. The kids going down the beach, people coming to Asbury Park, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of that.
You're a good
really
location
that.
For that. You know, people take up 4th Avenue coming down. Well, that's great.
I remember when the Farmers Regional came, and he was on his way. It was like 6 o'clock. I'm always on my porch about early in the morning. I have my coffee and my meditation and my prayer. So I'm on my porch at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
And he came by going on his way to his the surf down the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe
surface beach,
he did at the 12 o'clock?
He stayed till 12 o'clock, till noon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a misconception. People think because a lot of people that live in wealthy don't have problems. And I have learned that everybody has problems.
Everybody does, sure, definitely. Well, you have no problem doing your job, your government job. I was going to ask you... You worked as a coach at Asbury High School, too, right?
Yes, I was a head football coach, and I also coached JV basketball there, freshman.
So did you have the children of some of the guys you went to school with at Asbury High?
Yes.
That must have been neat.
Yeah. I try to keep that rapport with them.
Yeah,
they know they can always. See, I think it started out. My second year, I noticed something about our kids. When I say our kids, my kids, especially the kids on the west side.
Mm.
And I was on my way to, we had a double session, and I was on my way. The first session was over, and I was on my way to go shop for my two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I noticed that this
So you have two sons, right?
I have two sons, yes. One was a police officer in Asbury.
Oh.
And one of them was working in Elizabeth, so they've been blessed. But I noticed that some of these kids was wearing, like, the same underwear all the time.
Mm.
So what I started doing was, you know, we get a stipend for what we do in coaching. I decided when I buy my kids something, I'll buy those kids something.
Oh.
Hey, look. Stop by the house just between me and you, pick up what you want.
Uh-huh.
And I did that for as long as I coached.
That's great. So, you know, that's the kind of thing, that special attention that stays for the kid, makes them feel like it's not hopeless.
You have to build some kind of trust in these kids.
Mm.
You know, and the majority of kids, you'd be amazed that they're not close to their fathers. And that's what they really need to be close to.
Yeah. But, you know, they're looking for that male model who's going to, you know, they can reflect themselves, and that's so good to have that.
This is where I really feel that I'm so valuable and as very powerful as counsel, because I always humble myself to people. I really believe that you just humble yourself and you get the feeling of what some of these people feel, and you can help them the best way you can.
Yeah. So what are some of your goals as a councilman in the next 4 years?
Well,
I could give you credit at 70 to be taking this on.
I don't feel that, though. No, it's continue to work the recreation program. I'm very devoted to that. You know, we had our trunk or treat was outstanding for 2 years in a row. We was able to put on a fashion show where we had a lot of elected officials come and work with us. Hello?
Yes.
We had a fashion show this year that was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Was that
first time?
So, I don't know how far we want to get into it, but was that a fashion show? I mean, a charity fashion show?
It was.
Or just for fun?
It was part of our recreation program.
Uh-huh.
And what we try to do is bring the community together along with our elected officials and different people that's involved in Asbury Park.
Mm-hmm.
We had teachers, we had social workers, we had Chamber of Commerce, they was involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Garden, and I could just name a lot of elected officials and some of the police officers was involved. You wear what you wanted to wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show your own,
strut your stuff. So you want to do more kind of events in the recreation program. How about some of the housing problems that people are having, finding affordable rentals and things? Will you be getting involved in any of that?
Well, as a committee, we will be looking into that more.
Mm-hmm.
And
which committee is that?
We have Quality of Life Committee.
Uh-huh.
And Yvonne is in charge of that. Yvonne Clayton.
Uh-huh.
And whatever we do as
fellow council person
to help. But all we can do is, like last year, I tell you, the stipend that I got from the city for being on the council,
uh-huh.
I used most of that in gas, taking people around.
Yeah, right.
But people to get jobs.
What's the compensation for a council member now?
What is the what?
What do they pay you? What's the salary for a council member now?
I don't know if I can. You would have to talk to the business manager. I can't elaborate on that. I cannot elaborate on that.
I know it's not a lot of money. I know that.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's mostly, being a council person, it really has to come from your heart, I think.
Right, because the hours just suck up any surplus you might have left over.
It takes a lot of time, believe me. If you're not dedicated, I wouldn't suggest that you really go be a council person.
Right. Well,
it's a learning experience, too.
What's that?
It really is a learning experience.
Yeah, because
a lot of people feel that because you're on the council, you are, the council is an unemployment office. they
right.
feel that money just drop out the air. They have no concept of how money is spent.
Mm-hmm.
I sympathize with a lot of them because they'd be just talking and don't know the real ingredients of being a council person.
Mm. What about opioids? You worked with youth. Do we have much of a problem? Are you seeing a problem with the opioid addiction?
The what addiction? I'm sorry.
That's the legal pharmaceuticals that are for pain, that doctors give their patients for pain, and they're highly addictive, and people end up hooked before they know what
they're
doing. You haven't seen it. Well, that's good. How
about the gangs?
Where are we on that? I mean, that was a big problem, 8, 10 years ago.
Oh, you're talking about the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know a lot of these kids. I grew up in these kids, and they know me. They know I will get in their face and talk to them and tell them that they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ask them to. I have been in a lot of altercations with them verbally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have a good rapport with the kids that involved in Bloods and the Crips.
That's true,
a shame, though. A lot of people don't understand it, that a lot of these kids are just lost. They're just looking for love. That's all.
Yeah.
That's why this father, this male mentoring program that I'm thinking about trying to put together.
And what do you call it? The male what?
I call it a male mentoring program.
Male mentoring program.
Yes.
Mhm. Cool. Now let me ask you a question about one of these ballots before I let you go. The ballot question. This is the ward system.
Yes.
And the partisan issue too. But I know that I'm going to say you're asleep, but like the council is the current council is opposed to the ward system and the partisan to have partisan elections. What's your chief to kind of hone this down? What's your chief objection to the ward system for Asbury Park?
I don't think it's needed. I honestly don't think it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop and look back, what this council have done and the improvements that we have made after being on the transitional aid for so many years,
mm-hmm.
I think we're on the right track. We're on the right track. And it'd be a shame to eliminate some of the hard-working people that is dedicated to Asbury and dedicated to this council. It's just a bit a disaster.
But
we're only 1.5.
We're
only 1.5 or 1.6 or whatever.
Right. You mean the geographical area. But how does the ward system, which is basically assuring that you'll have a representative on the council from each portion of the city, right? That's what it guarantees.
Well,
how would that affect?
I think if you stop and look at it, let's take the west side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have made tremendous improvement on the west side. If you let's take the old Boston Way, you know how many years the Boston Way been knocked down? And the city have, this particular council have gotten with builders and built it up. Look at the park system, the park that we put over there.
Mm-hmm.
Every day in the summer, every Monday in the summer, you can expect about 500, 600, 700, 800 people to come with a few musical. Cooler Cafe was never there. And then you just move on around town. We got sports programs,
right.
We got soccer. Kids, we got basketball for kids. We're doing a good job. So
yeah, but I think you know what the argument is on the other side is to have people who are from the west side, you know, in that poorer area, right? Be able to be in a position of a certain amount of influence. You know, with a real vote on the council, rather than, you know,
you got to understand one thing.
The at-large council that we have now.
But you got to understand one thing about it. It's not as if our council doors are closed, and you have to have an appointment to come and see us.
Oh yeah, well, people who live over there are very vocal, and they do come, you know, for their 3 minutes at the open mic.
Well, you can make an appointment with any one of the councils, and we have had meetings with a lot of the people that's running against us against us, and we try to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It really makes me angry when people think that we're only just considering one part of Asbury Park, and that just bothers me because that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Just open your eyes and look and see. We're trying to make this a complete city. And there's only so much you can do when you're on transitional aid, too. Your money is limited.
Mm-hmm. So, but we're getting off of that, right? Or how? What's our situation now?
Yes, we're yes.
I think the last time I heard it was like we only had 1 million to go.
Something of that nature. Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've been very helpful, and I'm sure that you've told us a lot of things that people didn't know about you. I didn't ask you the names of your sons. You should throw that in there and get their names in.
One is Officer Jesse Joshua Kendall, and the other name is Jarius.
Jared?
Jarius, J-A-R-I-U-S.
Uh-huh, Jarius.
Yes.
Okay, and your wife's name?
Failure, P-H-A-L-I-A.
Okay, Failure. All right.
Yes, and I have a daughter that's been working with Jersey Shore Medical Center for the last 20 years.
Oh, well, that's interesting because you probably know this already, right? That Felicia Simmons' mother used to work at Jersey Shore. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Maddie?
No, I didn't know that.
Maddie Simmons. Yes.
That's it.
You've got a lot in common.
You know one thing that I just want to add this, that what people fail to realize is, when are you ever going to get this credit, this council, regardless of how it goes, any credit for what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
As we spoke on it earlier, it's sort of volunteer, and people put a lot of time and their hearts into this.
Sure. Well, you know, I think every election is always a very emotionally trying time because, you know, people are being given information to make them make a change, and change is always difficult. And
we hear a lot of things.
So you hear a lot of one-sided stuff, you know.
We have people. I know that council is not going to be totally loved. You know, you got investors that...
That's politics, right? That's politics.
That's politics. So, you know, you go along with it.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is just keep a level head and keep trying to work and do better. That's all.
Okay. Well, thanks for all you do, Jesse. And good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Okay, that was Jesse Kendall, and we are going to go off now, and that's Maureen Nevin, your host, signing off, and we'll hear a little bit more of Mark and Joan. Hang in there.